staff for a session. Any citizens' comments? No? Okay. Minutes for correction or approval? Is there any?
Nope, I'm good.
As presented then. That brings us to new business number one, PW 2020-01 snow operations report.
It's actually been pretty good so far. You know, I wanted to kind of highlight with the yellow highlight that we have had some breakdowns, but none too bad. We've been doing some mostly salting operations. Last weekend we did salting and plowing as well, but for the most part we've done pretty well so far, and I don't want to jinx it.
Questions or comments on that one? That's just information.
Just informational, correct.
Well, number two, PW 2020-02, Water Department reports for October, November, and December.
Per the IEPA, we are required to have these passed by City Council every month. I did not see anything out of line here, except for, as you can see, as the months get colder, we use less and less water per person, down to December at 69.07 gallons per person per day.
Questions or comments on that? Move that along. Number three, PW 2020-03, Capital Improvement Projects Update.
Yeah, the standard quarterly update memo is in your packet. Be happy to answer any questions anybody may have on any project.
Anybody?
On just a little comment on Mill Road. ComEd has been moving poles, so it's moving, and we got a call. They're going to switch over power, not too distant future, so that's good.
They're moving them from one side to another, actually.
Some are going one side to the other. I think there's a crossover down towards the tracks.
Yeah, there's actually, what I noticed the other day is where they're on the south side, they're moving to the north side, but where the road, I don't remember the name of the road, where it comes in, that's where they get a crossover on a little street.
But yep.
It's interesting. It's good to see the movement.
Yes.
Moving on. PW 2020-04, quarterly bond and letter of credit reduction summary.
Yeah, another quarterly report, just listing out the activity in 2019, and be happy to answer anybody's questions.
Anybody got questions?
Nope.
Okay. That brings us to number five. PW 2020-05, 2019 Road to Better Road Programs, request for change in plans and engineering and final payment of easement.
All right, just wrapping up the 2019 program. So we have the final tally of quantities and what have you. Deconstruction has agreed with those quantities. So this is a form that we have to submit to IDOT along with the final pay estimate. So it's a substantial reduction in overall contract price. So certainly we are recommending approval of the change.
Reduction, correct?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
Anybody have a problem with reducing it?
No.
Okay. Does that carry over to the next year's budget?
It goes back in the MFT.
Okay.
In the pool, yeah.
So you don't lose it. It's like a credit to the next budget.
Correct. We'll have a remaining balance.
We'll spend it.
Speaking of,
hopefully.
Yeah.
That gives us number six, PW 2020-06, MFT Resolution for 2020 Road to Better Road Program.
All right, we're preparing the 2020 documents and getting them ready to submit to IDOT. So these are the standard forms that the city has to sign off on, if you will, resolution and the estimate. Once that is approved, we will submit the package down to IDOT for their review. And then the plan or the target will be to bring bids back to the to this committee in February for recommendation of award. So, again, be happy to answer anybody's questions.
Is there any?
So this is restriping of White Oak and McHugh. It includes repaving, is it? But the striping on McHugh, that's going to be replaced.
Correct.
That's just our standard thermoplastic. That's not reflective, really. That's
right, it'll be thermo, yes.
Okay. All right. As long as they're going back.
Yep.
Immediately.
Yes.
My car, thanks.
It's amazing how quick that degraded.
Yeah.
Right, I'll move that on. That brings us to PW2020-07, Raintree Village Stop Sign, Bluebird Lane, and Prairie Crossing Drive.
All right, you saw some information in November. The City Council approved some stop signs in Raintree. At that time, this is kind of a cleanup and a follow-up. So as Eric was doing some investigative work and installing other signs, noticed there was a stop sign on the other side of Prairie Crossing that needed to be installed. So this is just a cleanup of that activity.
It got missed. It was a different unit. It was actually part of Unit 2.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to put it in now when it's right directly across from the one in Unit 4.
Makes sense. Questions, comments on that?
Number 8, PW2020-08, purchase of two truck dump bodies and salt spreaders.
This is the project we had talked about earlier in the year, I believe it was March, September-ish, that we talked about taking the $100,000 and using it towards redoing two trucks to get the additional life out of them, and this is the two quotes from Sourcewell that we were able to get. It is for right at the $100,000. The only downside is that the trucks would not be ready until snow season next year. So I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Now this is basically what we had spoke about to extend the life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, utilize and try to get as much as we can out of them.
Yep, and we'd already done the budget.
Yeah, so that was done, so it was contemplated. So now moving forward, anything we can do to help extend lives of other ones.
These trucks
good, better than $250,000 on a new truck.
Correct. And we think this will help. I mean, will it prevent the catastrophic engine failure? No. But
gets us a long way down.
Get it a lot more reliable, yes.
The trucks, do they get stored? Are they all outside?
We try to keep the big diesels inside all winter at least. We do store a couple of them outside during the summer months to put some of them
up. If a facility had indoor storage, would they last a lot longer?
Yes. Yeah. And especially one with a good wash bay that we could use a salt neutralizer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We've got them. We've got an underbody, but it's not a really good area to do. We just pull them all in and do it right in the middle of the shop.
Any other questions, guys? Move that along. All right. PW2020-09, ox cart truck permitting system and overweight permitting fees discussion.
This is something that I worked on with Chief Jensen. Our city is one of very few. Kendall County does it, but as you see in one of the tables, most of the surrounding municipalities already use Oxcart. It's just a much more efficient way for us to deal with overweight, oversized permits that EEI is handling for us right now. But I don't think all of the permits are getting. I don't think everybody's calling for permits. I think they're just coming through town. So this will be a way for us to track that, to find that out, and to crack down on that, and then also to, frankly, get money for trips on our roads. That's overweight.
Yeah, because if we're one of the ones that are skipped, chances of them calling us separately are not as great.
Right, and an ox cart, if they call in and say, this is my route, they're going to say, you need state, here's the cities.
No. So this is anytime someone's coming through our municipal limits. Does this
on our streets?
At our street.
Our street.
We're talking the Q, countryside, any of these.
Route 47 is just
any state highway. State gets that. Fee.
Correct.
We don't get that.
Correct.
So it's just when they're coming through on any.
Just our municipal streets. Even Galena would be county highway.
Mm-hmm. Right. If it's any other body.
We had a good example was we had a truck that was 47 to Galena to Kennedy to Mill to for the mats for the ComEd. So they would have had our little portion. Oxcart would have figured that total, given us an email asking for approval, we would have approved that. They would have given the trucking company the bill, and once it's paid, it's automatically ready to go.
And we're figuring $50 and $100, so very much similar to what Oswego has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like.
Yep.
Now our single, the 90-180 annual, those are a little higher, but that makes sense if they're
frequent flyers. We may not have many people take advantage of that. I can only think of a couple companies that may. Deconstruction may just being in town, and I don't know if they will now with 34 being done, or somebody like a local contractor. I think there's one in the industrial park. If he has overweight, oversized, he may just say, okay, I'll just do it one time a year and be done.
And Oxcart collects their fee separate of our fee.
From the trucking company.
Right. So whatever fee we have, if it's $100, they're collecting $110, whatever they're charging, they're doing that.
And the email from the person on Oxcart says it's between, I think, 5 and 15 per permit. They don't make a ton, but they do a volume.
Do we have an idea of how many we...
Nadia sent me an email, and it was, like, very low. It was, like, 16.
Yeah, it was low number.
And that's why I think we're not getting...
Just looking at some of the other communities?
Correct. We may not be getting full compliance.
You know, some of these communities are much different. Plainfield, you look at all their in and outs of roadways. Oswego and North Aurora are kind of decent comparables, just land size.
Correct. And that's kind of what I kind of just took it. And something that's actually reasonable, that's not going to gouge.
Yeah. Doesn't sound bad.
Mm-hmm. I bet you in a couple of years we'll notice that number go up.
I think so, and I think just having that, it's going to keep people more honest. When one trucker gets pulled over and doesn't have the permit, you know, that the word gets around really quick and everybody starts getting permits.
Right. Now, they will have their permit with them. Is that something that would get transferred into our PD by chance if they're...
They'll just have the piece of paper.
Okay.
They'll have the permit from Oxcart, and it'll say City of Yorkville.
Okay. I just was wondering if we get advanced enough, if we have a traffic unit out there, if they'd have that in 4 weeks in advance.
Not that I know of. I think that it's just Oxcart gives them the permit once we signed off on it.
So how does that work with the PD? They pull over everyone that comes through?
No.
Will they?
No, they don't have to. I doubt that they will. It'll probably just be either a random compliance or pulled over for some other reason.
Okay.
Just and then say, you know, hey, do you have your permits for the overweight?
Right. But, yeah, if they're already clicking the button to do it anyways, that's why you'll probably see more numbers go up.
Correct.
Because they're going to them anyways now, yeah. And if they're skipping us, they're probably like, eh. First of all, I may not even realize it, and second of all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not going to realize it. They're going to get the approved permit.
Right.
Interesting.
Are you all in favor of moving it on, then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Any old business? Any additional business?
We have one. I had a request, John and Cannonball Trail.
Saw that. I saw an email from Joel.
Yeah.
Okay, forwarded. So
the stop sign, I went back and forth with the lady a little bit, but it's just the addition of the cross traffic does not stop. And I know sometimes we do two way or three way, you know, but
yep.
It's an indicator. I don't know if.
We'll take a look at it, and I'll ask Brad to take a look at that one because we've had almost every iteration under the sun at that intersection. So
right.
I want to make sure that...
I know we've studied the depth of that.
So, yes. We are taking a look at that.
All right, good. Let's see what the intersection that comes up every other year.
Yes. It's either that one or the other one. We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're about to.
Beth rule.
Yeah. Any other additional business? All in favor of our journey?
Excellent.
Hi.
Look at that.
Chris, yeah. Right on.